Hey everybody, Thomas Watkins here with the Portland Rodent Control Pod, and today's show is called, How Should Portland Residents Monitor for Rodent Activity After Treatment? You know, Portland sees over 1,000 rodent complaints every year, and let me tell you, those are just the reported ones. The real number would make your whiskers curl. But don't worry, I'm here to help you become a certified rodent detective. First, let's talk about where these sneaky visitors like to make their grand entrances. Think of your house like a leaky submarine. Any opening is an opportunity. Our Portland homes are particularly vulnerable around utility line entries, those hairline foundation cracks you barely notice, roof vents that seem totally secure but aren't, and those worn-out door sweeps you've been meaning to replace since last winter. Now, after you've had a treatment, you need to know what to look for. I always tell my clients to think like a CSI investigator. Your key evidence? Fresh droppings along walls. They look like dark rice grains, folks. Grease marks on baseboards. Rats are basically furry teenagers, leaving their dirty fingerprints everywhere. Gnaw marks on food packages. They're not exactly subtle dinner guests. And if your normally chill cat is suddenly acting like they've had 3 espressos, pay attention. Let's talk prevention, Portland style. Our lush urban landscape is beautiful, but it's also a rodent highway system. Keep those trees and bushes at least 6 feet from your house. Think of it as a moat around your castle. Secure those compost bins like they're Fort Knox. Clean up fallen fruit like you're getting paid by the apple, and store food in containers that would make a bank vault jealous. Here's a real story that'll wake you up. The Johnson family over on Hawthorne Boulevard thought the scratching in their walls was just Portland's famous wind. Weeks later, they found chewed wiring that nearly turned their craftsmen into a bonfire. After setting up proper monitoring, they caught early signs of a second wave trying to move in, saved themselves thousands in repairs and a whole lot of stress. Here's your homework, folks. Create a weekly monitoring checklist. I want you checking those entry points, like you're checking your lottery tickets, inspecting for droppings, like you're hunting for Easter eggs, and looking for grease marks, like you're judging a home inspection contest. Set a regular schedule and stick to it, like your morning coffee routine. This has been Thomas Watkins with the Portland Rodent Control Pod.